This recording, Arkansas 17, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Well, I'm from a town called Bono, Arkansas in Craighead County, and it was originally going to be named Bonnerville because it was going to be named after one of the residents, Mr. Bonner. And so they sent off an application, and I guess they had to send it to the post office it was actually a small depot that was turning into a town, and they sent a rejection back saying that the name was too similar to some other Arkansas names, such as Boonville, and I think there was maybe another little community. So they decided to make it as short as possible and name it. They decided to call the town Bono, B-O-N-O. And so that was the name. And we were always growing up compared to Sonny Bono. People would joke about Sonny Bono. And then when the band U2 came out, we were asked about Bono, the superstar. And so we go along, and when I'm in high school, we're kind of the subject of ridicule from some other towns because we are small, we're a farming community, everyone drives trucks, and it's kind of a poor town. And I remember we would play at different schools, and they would have signs that would say University of Bono, or just picking fun at us because we were sort of a smaller, poorer town. And I remember one day on the bus home from school and driving by the laundromat, and someone had spray painted the words "Bono, damn it" on the side of the laundromat. And after that, that kind of became a rallying cry for the town. And so whenever we would go to a sporting event, football game or anything, we would, yell, "We're from Bono, damn it." And even now, I still, when I think of my hometown, I can't think of it without thinking, Bono, damn it, sort of that affirmation.